moving on, we've got another blues rock, psychedelic rock, hard rock band from England, formed in 1967, comprised of bassist, vocalist Jack Bruce, drummer Ginger Baker, and guitarist, vocalist Eric Clapton. Their unique sound was definitely a hybrid of blues and hard rock, as well as psychedelic rock. And this concert is from 1967, the year after they came to be, in Detroit, Michigan. So, let's rock out to some Cream.
This is just another one of those short public service announcements that I've been mandated to do ever since I ran over that nun drunk driving. This has been brought to you by the Tune Meister from Crab Radio. Remember, friends don't let friends drive drunk. So smoke weed instead. This is the Tune Meister from CrabRadio.net. Just letting you all know the request line here at Quack House Radio is open 24/7 for you to leave requests, feedback, or whatever to any of the DJs here on Quack House Radio, to include myself, the Tune Meister, Sam O, Paul Higgins, Dave the Rave, and last but not least, Duck Landis. That number is 646-222-8198. And toll charges may apply since it's a New York number. The schedule for Quack House Radio can be found at quackhouseradio.net/schedule.html.
To the violence of the sun. Yeah.
summer day. She went away. She gone and left me. She gone to stay. She's gone. And I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Of the summer.
sunshine day, day to me. We can wait till tomorrow. Cause the road calling for free dream falling. And by time. We'll be right back.
Thank you. have to.
Thank you.
Thank you. please.
Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, thank you. Thank you. For our last number, we're going to do a number by Skip James called I'm So Glad. Thank you.
I'm so glad.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That was Cream, October 1967. The album cover art incorrectly lists the date of the concert, but it was October 15th, 1967. With the exception of the last three tracks, I'm So Glad, Sunshine of Your Love, and Steppin' Out, which were Winterland, March of 1968. They were widely regarded as the first successful supergroup and sold 15 million albums worldwide.